Today we live in a world of crises. Everyone is wondering what will happen. Will the end of the world come? Will various governments lose their power, their focus? And will new world powers arise soon? There is confusion everywhere. And man's best efforts to put better governments in place, to put a new man in office, it will more than likely fail, as we know. But we ask the question today, is anything too difficult for God? Let's go and see what the prophet Jeremiah said about, is anything too difficult for God? You know, even these world problems we see with our nations and their wars and how to establish a right, good government. Is anything too difficult for God? Turn to Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, verse 27. Here is a plain statement. And we know that God Almighty, through Jesus Christ, has said that Scripture cannot be broken. That Scripture is absolute. What is written, that is what it is. Here we read in verse 27, chapter 32 of Jeremiah, "Behold, I am the Eternal, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" It was a very straightforward question. He's asking that question. And let's see, what is the answer? In the same chapter, verse 30, here is a problem, a situation. Verse 30. "For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the work of their hands," said the Eternal. This sounds very similar to what is happening today, in today's society. Verse 31. "For this city hath been to me a provocation of my anger and of my fury from the day that they built it even unto this day, that I should remove it from before my face, because of all the evil that the children of Israel and of the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their kings, and their prophets, and the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And they have turned unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction." Yes, this sounds very similar to what is happening today in our nations, that they set their minds to do evil continually. So great curses and problems, difficulties have come up against our nations. Is there a solution? The prophet Jeremiah continues, verse 36, "And now therefore, thus saith the Eternal, the God of Israel, concerning this city. Therefore you say, it shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence. And behold, I will gather them out of all the countries whither I have driven them in mine anger, and in my fury, and in my great wrath. And I will bring them again to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them and do them good, and I will plant them in the land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul." Verse 42, "For thus saith the Eternal, like as I have brought all this great evil upon this people, so I will bring upon them all the good that I have promised them." Yes, brethren, there is a problem. There are difficulties here mentioned, and God clearly outlined by his prophet that they would go into captivity, they would face the troubles and the trials of the curses that they brought upon themselves for doing evil, but that he would intervene and bring them back to him and turn them again to that way of life, his way of life. Verse 39, where he mentioned clearly that I will give them one heart and one way. And we understand the purpose of the plan of salvation, that our nations are to be brought to repentance. And when that happens, they will find peace again. So it is very clear that bringing peace to the nations is not a big problem for God Almighty. It is not too difficult for him. He can do that. Let's look at what we may call a small situation. Let's go back to 2 Kings chapter 6, keeping in mind What we're asking today is anything too difficult for God Almighty? Here is a situation that may seem like a small matter, but even here, God Almighty intervened. Chapter 6 of 2 Kings, verse 1. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elijah, Behold now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto the Jordan, and take there every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. Then he answered, Go you. And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered and said, I will go. So he went with them. And when they came to the Jordan, they cut down the wood. And as one was felling a beam with his axe, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried, Alas, Master, for it was borrowed. Verse 6, And the man of God said, Where did it fall? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in there, and the iron did swim. Can you imagine that? A piece of metal coming to the top of the water. Verse 7, Therefore he said, Take it up to you. And he put out his hand and he took it. Is anything too difficult for God? It appears not. There was a request here, and it was answered. 2 Kings, the 6th chapter again, verse 14. Here was a situation where enemies were gathering around. And verse 14, Therefore sent he thither the horses and the chariots and a great host. And they came by night, and they compressed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, the host compressed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? And he answered him, Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them. Verse 17, And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Eternal opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots and fire around about Elijah. What a wonderful demonstration of the greatness and the power and the ever-presence of God Almighty, and his forces, power, and the armies of heaven were there. And the young man was greatly encouraged when he saw this. Is anything too difficult for God? No, it appears not. He can rescue us from any difficult situation that he needs to. John, the 11th chapter. John 11, verse 33. Here Mary and Martha were in sorrow. Jesus had come to their home because Lazarus, his friend, had died. Verse 33. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. He was deeply moved. And he said, Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him, how Jesus loved Lazarus. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused or kept this man from dying, that he should not have died? Verse 38, And Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone was laid upon it. And Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead for 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto you, that if you would believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that you hear me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Is anything too difficult for God Almighty? No. It is very obvious, very evident, This is documented, well recorded. Hundreds and hundreds of people witnessed this miracle. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew the 8th chapter, verse 23. And when he was entered into the ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest on the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him and said, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the seas obey him? Yes, the great Creator, the sustainer of all the universe, nothing is too difficult for him. Let's examine 3 points on how we can come to believe more fully the words of God Almighty as he records in the Holy Scriptures. There is nothing too difficult for me. Let's turn to Galatians, the 2nd chapter. How we can come to believe more fully the words of God Almighty. Nothing is too difficult for him. Let's read this scripture. Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yes, brethren, we have to come to realize that we have Jesus Christ living within us. As long as we strive with all of our being, as we strive to keep his commandments, his laws, and stay close to him, Christ lives in us. The very faith of the Son of God lives in us. And if we have his faith in us, then indeed we can very easily believe that nothing is too difficult for him. Mark, the 11th chapter. Deeply realize that these words of life are very, very real and always true. Mark, the 11th chapter, verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That if we ask anything and believe that we actually have received it, we will surely receive it. Jesus Christ made a very plain, clear statement that we must have the absolute belief and the absolute confidence in what we ask, and that he as a loving Father will grant it. 1 John, the 3rd chapter. Another point in which we can come to more fully believe the very words of God Almighty. 1 John 3, verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Yes, whatsoever we ask, because nothing is too difficult for God Almighty. So whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. It is required of us to do his commandments, and it is required of us to do those things which are pleasing in his sight, to live that right and perfect and pure way of life. Yes, as we see more and more clearly God's awesome power and his greatness, and fully realize that there is nothing too difficult for him, when we realize that we need to ask in and with the very faith of Jesus Christ, and then believe him, trust him, and whatever we ask, if we continue to obey and practice his laws, his way of life, then all of our problems and trials and difficulties will become smaller and smaller, and he will become greater and greater in our eyes, in our understanding. And as we do our part more faithfully, God will do for us what we cannot do. For with God, nothing is too difficult.